Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we're on.
We're on, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Looks like Kepka's done that, and this is coming in nicely. Might be a little long. Oh, no, this is right next to the pit. Oh, this could go in. It's running, it's cracking. Oh, in one chase, Kepka. The beers are absolutely flying onto the course. He's pinned it. This is unbelievable. You can see it down here. It is going absolutely nuts.
What?
Yeah, there we have it. Matty Rogers on the watering hole on the weekend on Sunday at the LIV Golf Championship, which was massive in Adelaide. Welcome to Sports Day. Jason Matthews, Scotty Sattler here tonight. No Rat. He couldn't turn up for his one day this week. And Scotty Sattler, hello and welcome
to... He hasn't come down from that call yesterday at LIV Golf.
Well, you have a theory that he worked 6 days last week and that's just tanked him.
Well, he's time and loo. So he's taking a day off.
Unbelievable.
He's very excited, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He sounded like he's... hadn't dropped yet.
Do you know who he reminded me of?
Who?
Let me play this for you.
Please pull up to the service window, please. I could also deep fry the bag.
The kid who works on the Krusty Burgers drive-thru.
On The Simpsons.
Yes. Yeah. That's who he sounds like.
He does too.
Incredible. He does too. Hello to our listeners through 1170 SEN in Sydney, SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane. You'll be leaving us at 7 o'clock tonight to go to the A-League game, Sydney versus Brisbane Roar. Drury Forbes in the commentary box tonight. Yes, good.
Is he really?
You know his nickname in the Brisbane office?
What?
Drury Judy.
He's Drury Forbes. Reminds me a bit of Bretton Speed. He can call everything.
What do you make of him bringing a spare shirt into the commentary box?
I don't know about that because he does get excited. He loves calling his rugby league because he's a rugby league nerd.
Mm.
But when he calls, he gets so excited that I think he changes at half time.
Well, sometimes before the game.
So yeah, it's strange,
I see,
isn't it?
Why don't you just wear that shirt to the game? Like, is there, I don't know what's going on in his mind.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows. Mm. And he also brings a bag of Alan's lollies.
Don't like jelly lollies.
No, he gets into those as well. Anyway, he's got your Brisbane and Sydney A-League action tonight. You can catch us on the SEN app for those who leave us at 7 o'clock. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network. All of the stations around Australia, SEN track listeners, those through SEN Fanatic on DAB Plus and those listening through the app. Wow, what a show we have tonight. Of course, we just played Rats with the Chase Koepka, a hole-in-one on the watering hole. But Taylor Gooch, what a performance for 3 days at LIV. Led all the way. I'm choking on Sats's...
You say Sats's nuts.
No, Sats's cashews. That he's brought in the studio. Well done, Taylor Gooch, winning LIV.
So with LIV, they play in teams as well.
Yes.
So he's from a team called the Range Goats or something
like
that.
Yeah, I don't think they won.
How do you accumulate points
in LIV?
Okay,
so you've got four players in a team.
Yep.
Right, so you take the three best scores from that round, right?
So
and you just add all the scores
up. So it's a little bit
up.
Like cycling. The fourth guy drops off.
Yeah, and okay. You just add all the scores up.
Okay.
Mm. Matt Rogers has been on the text already. Jeez, he must be bored. But in all honesty, so crook. 4 days straight was tough. I am spearing. I'm not there with you blokes, though. LIV was unbelievable.
What do you mean 4 days straight?
Well, he did an hour on Thursday. And then he worked Friday. Oh. He covered for you on Thursday. So he did 1 hour. Then he worked 5 hours for LIV on Friday, 5 hours for LIV on Saturday, and 5 hours for LIV on Sunday. But he was on the watering hole. He would disappear at times. Mm. Paddy Welsh was telling me, who was part of our commentary team today, he would disappear, Sats.
Yep.
And they'd find him in the corporate suites eating people's smoked salmon.
Yeah.
No wonder he's crook.
He loves to smoke. Yeah, he's
salmon.
Salmon, yeah. But that doesn't surprise me either. That's his rugby union background.
Yeah,
going to the corporate areas. And
I've got about that.
If he was a rugby league man, he would have been in the bleachers. But he's not, so.
You've been hiding in the bushes.
There too, also.
Hey, big show tonight. Massive show. We're going to wrap up another, well, not even wrapping up the round. We've still got two games to go tomorrow. What are your thoughts on no rugby league tonight?
Yeah, don't like
Anzac
it.
Anzac Day round.
There's a really good opportunity, wasn't there? Yeah, there's a, and again, historically, the AFL have got an amazing game that's played tonight as well. Maybe the NRL wanted all of Tuesday to own Tuesday, but I still would have loved to have got home after the show tonight and see that there's a game on.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a lost opportunity, but either way, tomorrow would just be outstanding. That the Roosters-Dragons game every year produces something. Doesn't matter where either side is sitting or how they're playing, the form, whatever it may be. Most years there's a hero that emerges from these games. They play with a lot of spirit. It's a great occasion. And then you go to the night game, which is, oh, I've got to say, it's one of my favourite games of the year, the Warriors, who always go to Amy Park against Melbourne. You know, they block out all the lights
in nice.
Amy Park, and they put all the images onto the sails around the stadium. It's an amazing moment. So I'm really looking forward to Tuesday just watching two games. And if you watch both those games tomorrow, you'll sort of go, oh, I'm glad there wasn't a game last night. So
there needs to be one tonight. And AFL got a game on tonight.
Yeah.
You know, and they're our rival, right? The rival to the NRL is the AFL.
Now, rugby union is. They're stealing all our players.
What?
You can travel around the world, you know,
yeah,
and play rugby.
And you can have award ceremony where you find
imagine
out if you
imagine playing at Twickenham. Wow. Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, we haven't done it.
You are right. AFL... when it comes to the market are the biggest opponents. So there was an opportunity there for the NRL. For some reason, they didn't take it.
Actually, on rugby, the John Eales Award, we were talking about it earlier. Mm. That was a big ceremony, wasn't it?
Yeah, on Zoom.
On Zoom this morning. Yeah. Come on. Seriously.
A rugby league player got it. So.
Yeah. That's probably why they don't have a ceremony anymore. But, yeah, what do you make so far? And I'd love our listeners' point of view on this. 0457-736-736 or 1300-01-1170. What do you make of the Anzac ceremonies? I've got to tell you, in rugby league and AFL over the weekend, I've watched a lot of sport. I haven't left the house. I've got to say, I've just been blown away. I've had a tear in my eye. I've had chills every time I've seen an Anzac ceremony at a sporting event.
Can I say, we're talking about this on Saturday. Myself, Joel Sugar Cane and Sock, Steve O'Keefe, on the Let It Ride show on Saturday afternoon. And Steve O'Keefe wrote out a tweet from a journo. And for the life of me, I can't remember the journo. I might have to message him during the show to find out who it was. Who basically said, he threw it out there. It's not my opinion, but I'm just throwing it out there. Should Anzac Day ceremonies only be left for Tuesday? Yeah, do we have to keep playing the last post and from Thursday all the way to Tuesday?
Income. Someone wrote that.
That's a journo that's put that out. Just to get people's opinions, honestly, it's the most ridiculous tweet or mindset a person could have to think that we shouldn't spread the Anzac Day celebrations across Thursday to Tuesday for no other reason, among other things, but no other reason to continue to educate our youth about how important this period is.
Absolutely, and we learn more about the people who are at those ceremonies as well, and. You may not have the opportunity as an individual to go to an Anzac Day ceremony on Anzac Day.
Mm.
So here's your chance to celebrate what I believe is the biggest day in our culture.
Yeah.
And to have a so-called journalist write that?
To hear, well, he tried to distance himself. He tried to put it
out
there.
Why put it out there, you idiot?
As an opinion, but an opinion piece and just want to get everyone's feedback. But I've got to say, I can't get enough of the last post. You know, it's an amazing moment just to be able to stand there and keep a stadium of thousands of people completely silent.
I love it.
Yeah, it's moving.
I absolutely love it. Your thoughts, 0457-736-736. Matt Rogers, obviously, his family's not talking to him tonight. He's been on the text again. What's this? You blokes suck. What?
Yeah.
Pat Perez missed a putt on the 18th.
Mate, you're not commentating the Live Now.
Cost him $500,000. Matt, it's not all about money, mate.
Yeah.
It's about getting out in the sunshine and Steve having a hit with your mates.
Evening, fellas. It sounds like Maddie's voice broke halfway through that call. And Woogie Worm and Daddy Vass was sensei at Live Golf or a bloody No Direction concert.
Please pull up to the service window, please. I could also deep fry the bag.
A bag? What bag?
That is Matt. That's actual footage of Matt Rogers ordering a burger last night.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Steve Roach, Blocky. He's 61 today.
He looks good.
Yeah, he's lost a lot of weight, Blocky. Not that he needed to, but he exercises every day with big buttocks, big Paul Serenin. They walk a fair way every day. And good he looks him. Really good at Blocky. Yeah, 61 years of age.
Michael from Drummoyne's been on the text. Hey, guys, how come we don't have a New Zealand versus Australia Anzac game anymore? Good question.
Yeah, we used to have that, didn't we? Of course, that famous try to Mark Gasnier at SCG, the centenary test. Maybe we look at the calendar now and the rugby league hierarchy just think there's probably too much rugby league with Origin and new team coming into the competition. We haven't played that Anzac test for a couple of years.
Wonder why that has changed.
Well, probably COVID stopped that as well. And
yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I just think there's probably thinking there's too much in the calendar.
Kia Top 7 coming up, our 7 biggest moments from the weekend of sport. If you want to chip in with one, before we get to that, you can. 0457 736 736. A bit of a controversy at number one tonight. I know you're not a Matt. You're a fan
of
it.
Why did you change it around, did you? What did you change it for?
Because I think people need to know about this.
Oh,
and just, I thought...
It's not. When you look at Kia Top 7, the amount of great moments across the weekend.
Yeah. This is one of them,
No,
Sats.
This is all about you. It's all about you putting it number one.
It's before you have a crack at me, you Rooster supporters. It's got nothing to do with South. In fact,
and Steve from Dubbo, Parramatta are not in it. Okay.
Well, in fact, I flicked.
Actually, they are to try against them.
I flicked Souths from the number one spot. Right. I did that. So
you've put in one and two just purely for yourself.
Correct. Well, if I'm going to come to work, about them. Well, no, because Rats pulled a sickie. Can I read the text or is it a bit? I'll read it to you in the break and see if I can read it out on air. 0457 736 736 if you want to add something to the Kia Top 7 moments from the weekend. We're going to talk about the hip drop. I hate talking about the hip drop on a Monday. I'm sick of hearing about the hip drop. It wasn't around a couple of years ago, but now this is.
No, it's always been around.
Yeah, but it does not
talk to.
Hasn't
been named.
That's right. So it's been given its identity.
Yep.
And I hate it because there were so many magnificent moments from the weekend in the NRL, including Ezra Mams, and it's going to be in the Kia Top 7. That flick pass of his, that's going to go down, is it in the annals of history, rugby league history, the annuals?
Oh.
What how do you say? I don't know. Maybe I might stuff that up. It's going down in history.
Is it?
As one of the great passes, look away flick passes to his skipper.
Is it up there with Benji?
I reckon it surpasses Benji.
Now you're just trying to be controversial. Now
Why?
You're just being an imbecile.
No, okay, no, I'm not being. No, I'm actually being quite. I have no skin in the game with the Broncos and Ezra Mam.
Mm.
But think about it. His age, his experience in the top grade, outstanding. Benji's was magical as well.
Was 19.
Yeah, I know. But why do we have to have one better than the other? Why can't they both be up there? I thought the pass Latrell threw, which no one saw on Thursday night, his flick.
I ran to Alex Johnston.
No one saw that. And it just
all saw. It was on the TV.
Yeah, but in the replay. Did I go, where's that ball gone? Why is Alex Johnston running the field? But Ezra Mam just says to Latrell Mitchell, hold my beer. I'm going to outdo. Oh, I thought it was amazing.
It's great.
0457 736 736. What moments do you want to talk about from the weekend? Chris Nelson will join us. Racing Queensland update. All of my bloody boom horses. No good on the weekend. Here's something we're going to talk about right now. The greatest comeback in NRL history.
Yep, since 1998, which actually was in that year. I'm pretty sure it was Penrith versus New North Queensland at Penrith. I think Penrith were leading 26-0, and I think the Cowboys come back and end up winning 32-26 or something like that. Yeah.
Our mate, Jared Wallace. You set off air to
he
me.
He was like Arthur Beetson.
I was going to say that. His game was unbelievable.
Yeah. He made a real difference playing against his old team.
Didn't he? What?
Yeah. He was outstanding.
Try assist.
Yep.
He was very good. Very good defence as well. They came back to win the game 28-26. Amazing effort. Wayne was asked, what did they talk about at halftime?
Well, I've been at the other end of those as well, so I've got a few records out there. They're not all good.
What did you say at halftime?
Not much. I can't remember now.
He doesn't have to say much, does he?
No, you don't, because the scoreboard itself is embarrassing. But what you got to do as a coach is you got to realign everyone. Just say, okay, we've just got to start again, because we're playing against a side like the Gold Coast who can leak points, and they do leak points, and they do it regularly. So if we can get a couple on the board and get some momentum, we'll be able to. And you know what? I had a multi. The Gold Coast Titans, you win some, lose more.
Mm.
They were my leg that.
You must have been. You must have been pretty.
When it was 26-0, I thought, "Oh, how good's this? I've won the multi. This is outstanding."
I nearly texted.
And then when they scored first two tries, the Dolphins, I thought, "Oh, this doesn't look great. This doesn't look great at all." So, yeah, but they deserve to be embarrassed. The Gold Coast Titans with their performance on Sunday.
Yeah, that was terrible. A second half. What goes through your head as a player when you're leading 26-0? Dolphins scored just on halftime. But surely you can defend that lead. What's going through your head when it's just happening in front of you?
Well, again, you don't want half time as the Gold Coast Titans. You don't want half. You want to keep going. And the Dolphins, they couldn't wait to get in the dressing sheds to listen to the master. So how do you stop it? Well, you've got to be aggressive. You've got to continue to be aggressive. This is the difference between a good side and a mediocre side at the moment trying to find themselves. And the Gold Coast, we're not sure where the Gold Coast are at the moment. You know, are they going to be a top eight side? Are they going to concede too many points? But the real good sides will lead 26-6, for argument's sake. They'll turn it into 50 and they'll humiliate the opposition.
Yeah.
The sides that are trying to find themselves and, just a little bit mediocre at the moment, for whatever reason, they'll allow a side to get back into the arm wrestle. And that's what they did. You stop being aggressive. The minute you start, all you got to do is take 10% off of your aggression and... Yeah, boring kicking game, when you're trying to explain the tactics of a game. But if you take 10% off your aggression and the other team increases, well, it just becomes an avalanche. And you could see it happening today. It just continued to pile on the pressure.
Yeah. No, there was tons of it. It was incredible. I felt for the Titans, but they did it themselves, and they did it to themselves against the Bronx the week before.
Now, I spoke to you about this before the show, Woogie, and we are going to get some stubby holders made up, okay? I'm trying to get Ringers Western to have been good supporters of us some stubby holders.
Is this off the back of SEN having a merch shop now? Go online, SEN, look for merch, and you can actually buy SEN merchandise.
Yep.
So can we put it in the store?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's basically going to be for listeners who win our various competitions, like, who are you and those sort of various segments. And we want to get some message put on the stubby holder. But we don't know what it is because, you've got a lot of your sound bites, your little bits of audio. So
Correct
me if I'm right. Yeah, okay. So we want you to vote. 0457-736-736. What should be our message on there? So we got...
What about this one?
Hello?
Okay.
Is there a bit of... I can't find it, but I'll grab it for later. What about this? This should be on there.
It's Kyle and Jackie O.
Get a sports day?
That should be on there.
It's Kyle and Jackie O.
Yep.
No?
So, no. Nah. What about, what about Ma the Meatloaf?
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! Ma the Meatloaf!
Okay.
What about this?
Mate, put your hand up. I know you better wave. Put your hand up, mate, when you're going to push the button. Tooves? What about Tooves?
Yes, we could have Tooves.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Well, there's this one.
Hey, Justin, thanks for having me.
I hate that.
So what do you think should be on the stubby holder? 0457-736-736.
Is it the annuals? What am I getting wrong? Because...
Well, you said the anals.
No, the fourth best.
Yeah. The anals.
I mean, the 127's come back and said, I've stuffed that up. Is it the annuals?
Mm.
You should know, Sats. You're smart.
The anals.
It's not the anals.
That's what you're saying.
No, but should it be the annuals? Is that, what have I done?
Annals.
The annals? Is it the annals or the annuals?
The annals.
It's a what?
It goes down in the annals.
Spell that for me.
No, because it's rude.
A-N-U-L-S, isn't it? Annals? Or A-N-I-L-S? Are you setting me up here? It'll go down in bloody history. But how do you say it?
So funny.
Someone help me out here. I'm drowning. Craig reckons the Bunnies will win the premiership this year. And quickly too, but got to go to the break. He also says Sachin Tendulkar birthday today. Yeah, I think he's
a blocker.
Forget how old Sachin Tendulkar is. But how about this? And we'll do a very, very, very quick one of this set.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
It's like it all, lump it. Hold off on your likes, and I'm going to throw one. Tendulkar and Brian Lara have been honoured at the Sydney Cricket Ground today with gates being named after them. Now, the gates used to access the field of play were unveiled to mark Tendulkar's 50th.
So batters when they walk out.
Yep.
Okay.
And 30 years since Lara's 277 at the SCG. Well, seriously, we haven't got great...
So are we liking or lumping it?
I'm lumping it. I'm lumping it as well. Haven't we got great Australian cricketers that we can use?
Coming out of the war gate?
Mate, that ton, Steve Waugh's... Yeah, well, you would hope, first of all, they'd pick New South Wales cricketers.
Mm.
Right? Okay, if not, then we'll go Australian. But Waugh, Steve Waugh, that 100 he scored at the SCG, where there's 3 million people there that afternoon.
What about the Waugh twins gate?
What about Michael Bevan and that last delivery four he scored?
West Indies.
Yeah, and the one day on New Year's Eve. What about that? What about the Bevo gate? I'm about to walk through Bevo. What about Glenn McGrath?
Yeah.
What about the Shane Warne gate?
Well, he's a Victorian.
Yeah, but Australian cricket.
Okay.
Try annals. I can't do it.
That's what I said, annals.
So it's A-N-N-A-L-S.
I don't think 237 knows how to spell it.
Well, a couple of people have spelled it like that, including 127.
Yep.
Anyway, what are your thoughts on this? We're naming players' gates now at the SCG after international cricketers. Don't we have enough of our own? What about the Gavin Robinson gates? The guy's on air before us.
The Robbo gate. I love that.
Gate Robbo. I'm going through Gate Robbo. I'm going straight through Robbo. It'll be squeaky, but it's all right. Bit of lube. That'll be fine. Who else? Can you think of anyone else? What about great rugby league players?
Norm Provan.
The Norm Provan gate.
Dragons winning 11 premierships. He was there for pretty much all of them. So.
This is a mistake, SCG Trust, in naming gates, players' gates, after two great cricketers. Don't get me wrong, probably two of the best.
Mm.
But really, ahead of our own?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
What about Steve Smith by the time he retires?
Smithy. Yeah, absolutely. 0457 736 736. Who do you reckon those gates should be named after instead of Tendulkar and also Brian Lara? We've got to go to a break. This is Sports Day. Quick one, Sats.
Oh, no, just talking about that journo. And Rooster Muzzer said it was Worm, Woogie and Daddy Vass. Brett Sprigg was the...
Who?
Brett Sprigg from the ABC who posted that totally clueless, vile tweet about the last post.
Give yourself an uppercut, Spriggy.
Yep.
You're not getting a gate either.
Thank you for that.
All right, break time. Back in a moment.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.